The knowledge that I have of the Scottish subjects was the cause of my calling the late Assembly of Parliament, wherein, if I had been believed, I do sincerely think that things had fallen out as we now see. But it is no wonder that men are slow to believe that so great a sedition should be raised upon so little ground. But now, my lords and gentlemen, the honour and safety of this kingdom lying so heavily at stake, I am resolved to put myself freely and clearly upon the honour and affections of my English subjects, as those of my lords that did wait upon me at York can well remember I did there declare. And therefore, my lords, I shall not mention mine own interest or the support I justly expect from you, whether the common safety be secured, though I must tell you, I am not ashamed to say these charges I have been at have been merely for the security and good of this kingdom, though the success hath not been answerable to my desires. Therefore I shall only desire you to consider the best way, both for the security and safety of this kingdom, wherein there are two points merely considerable. The chasing out of the rebels, and the other, the satisfying of the just grievances, wherein I shall promise you to concur so heartily and clearly with you that all the world shall say my intention hath ever been and ever shall be to make this a glorious, flourishing kingdom. There are only two things I shall mention unto you. The one is to tell you that the loan of money which I have had lately from the City of London, wherein my lords that waited upon me at York assisted me, will only maintain my army for 2 months from the beginning of this time. Now, my lords and gentlemen, I do leave it to your consideration what dishonour and mischief it may be, in case for fault of means, my army being disbanded before the rebels be put out of this kingdom. The second is the calamity that the northern shires are in at this time, and so long as the treaty is 1 foot. And this I may say, that not only they, but all this kingdom will suffer their shares. Therefore I do leave this also to your consideration for the ordering of these great affairs, whereof you are to treat at this time. I am so confident of your love to me, and that your care is for the honour and safety of this kingdom, that I shall willingly and freely leave it to you where to begin. Only this, that you may better know the state of affairs, I have commanded my Lord Keeper to give you a short and free account of these things that have happened in this interim, with this protestation, that if his account be not so satisfactory as it ought to be, I shall, whensoever you desire, give you a full and perfect account of every particular thing, and desire you, as one of your greatest means to make this a happy Parliament, that you on your part, as I on mine, lay aside all suspicion of one another, and as I promise the Lords at York, it shall not be my fault if this be not a happy and good Parliament.